My countrymen, the pioneers to whom I have alluded, these stalwart makers of America, could have no conception of our present-day attainments. Hamilton, who conceived, and Washington, who sponsored, little dreamed of either a development or a solution like ours of today, but they were right in fundamentals. They knew what was safe and preached security. One may doubt if either of them, if any of the founders, would wish America to hold aloof from the world. But there has come to us lately a new realization of the menace to our America in European entanglement, which emphasizes the prudence of Washington, though he could little have dreamed the thought which is in my mind. When I sat on the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations and listened to American delegations appealing in behalf of kinsmen, our old home folks across the seas, I caught the aspirations of nationality and a perfectly natural sympathy among kindred in this republic. But I little realized then how we might rend the concord of American citizenship in our seeking to solve old world problems. There have come to me, not at all unbecomingly, the expressed anxieties of Americans foreign-born who are asking our country's future attitude on territorial awards in the adjustment of peace. They are Americans all, but they have a proper and a natural interest in the fortunes of kinsfolk and native lands. One cannot blame them. If our land is to settle the envies, rivalries, jealousies, and hatreds of all civilizations, these adopted sons of the Republic want the settlement favorable to the lands from which they came.